afternoon?
Fully shall come.
You should have your Bibles open to James chapter 4.
请打开圣经到雅各书第四章。
Chapter 3, James has been writing about wisdom.
在第三章中，雅各论述了智慧。
There is an earthly, unspiritual wisdom.
有一种属世的智慧。
There's also a wisdom that comes from God.
另一种智慧也是来自神。
James tells us that God's wisdom is peaceable.
雅各在三章十七到十八节中告诉我们，神的智慧是满有和平的。
When we have conflict, we should ask ourselves if we are living by God's wisdom.
当我们陷入冲突的时候，我们应当扪心自问，我们是否依靠神的智慧来度日。
We do not always live in peace, even with other believers.
我们时常与其他的信徒们无法和平共处。
Why?
为什么?
What should we do about it?
我们应该为此做什么?
We should all want to live wisely.
我们所有的人都想睿智地生活在这世上。
Living wisely honors God and benefits us.
活得有智慧既荣耀神，对己也有利。
But peace characterizes wise living.
但这里和平是睿智生活的一种典型特征。
Christians should generally not be fighting with one another.
作为基督徒，我们不应该与其他人发生任何冲突。
Unfortunately, we often observe fights among Christians.
但不幸的是，我们时常会看到发生在信徒之间的争战。
Husbands and wives might fight with one another.
信徒夫妻之间争吵。
That doesn't happen here, does it?
这好像没有。
Believing parents may have conflicts with believing children.
信主的父母与基督徒儿女之间争冲突。
And church members may fight with one another.
教会会议之间可能也会不同。
This is not a new problem.
这已经不是一个新的问题。
James had to write to deal with this problem in the early church.
在早期教会，雅各就写信来告知如何处理此类事情。
The believers needed to apply God's wisdom.
那就是信徒们。 必须应用属神的智慧。
James answers for us in this chapter three questions.
雅各呢，在这章中回答我们三个问题。
First, from where do conflicts come?
第一个问题就是冲突是从哪里来的。
Second, what do conflicts reveal about us?
第二个问题就是冲突暴露了我们身上什么问题。
And third, what should we do to deal with conflict?
第三个问题就是，那我们应该如何来应对应付这些问题？
We may not like the answer to the first question.
我们可能不喜欢第一个问题所提供的答案。
James says that our fights and quarrels come from within us.
雅各说，其实我们争吵来自我们人自己的内心。
Our own desires battle within us, causing conflicts with others.
是人心里的各种欲望的争吵导致了人与人之间的冲突。
James asked the question twice.
在这雅各就这个问题问了两次。
He wants the readers to really think about it.
其目的是要希望读者们能慎重思考。
Where do wars come from?
究竟争战是从何而来？
Where do the battles among you come from?
人与人之间的争执又是从何而来？
Then he continues with another question.
之后呢，他又继续到下面一个问题。
Don't they come from your desires that battle within you?
难道他们不是来自里面混战的各种私欲吗？
He expects his readers to agree with him.
他期待他们读者们赞同他的观点。
Yes, if we would admit it, conflict starts because of my own sinful desires.
是的，如果我们愿意承认这一点的话，那冲突的确就是始于人内心的各样私欲。
Desires translates a word which the New Testament, which in the New Testament implies sinful pleasures or the desire for them.
在新约中，欲望这个词的解释暗示指最终之乐或对这种享乐产生的一种欲望。
Fights with others start when we yield to sinful, self-seeking desires.
当我们屈服于罪性，屈服于只为自己做打算的欲望中时，人与人之间就。
James also explains that the battle among believers actually arises from the conflict within our own bodies and minds.
雅各在这也解释到，信徒间的征战其实与我们自己身体和心思意念的冲突。
In verse 2, James literally writes that these wars occur in our members.
在第二节中，他直截了当阐明了这些征战在我们信徒当中会发生。
He is referring to our minds and our physical bodies.
在这，他是指人的心思意念和人的肉体。
We are born with the capability for various desires.
我们与生俱来就有产生各种欲望的能力。
There are sexual desires.
比如说性欲。
There are desires to have things.
比如一个人的占有欲。
There are desires for power and control.
控制欲及对权望的渴望。
But when the believer was born again, God freed his child from being slaves to such desires.
但当信徒重生以后，神将他的儿女就从私欲的奴役中释放出来了。
Nevertheless, such desires continue to exist.
尽管如此，这些私欲在我们活着的时候会继续的存在着。
They war within us.
并且在我们里面大大增长。
Sin still wages war against us, even though we joyfully agree with the law of God.
即使我们满心欢喜认同神的律法，但它仍旧攻击我们。
Although sin is a spiritual problem, it uses our bodies as instruments.
虽然罪是一个灵命的问题，但它却用人的身体成为作恶的工具。
A natural, sinful response is to follow worldly wisdom and not heavenly wisdom.
世人所谓合乎人性的回应，其实就是跟随属世的智慧。
Apart from God, we tend towards sinful means to satisfy our desires.
远离神，我们就会倾向用属世的方式来满足人的私欲。
Instead of following heavenly wisdom, our natural selves follow worldly wisdom.
人的本性是喜爱世界的智慧，而非跟随神的智慧。
Apart from God, we resort to sinful means to satisfy our desires.
远离神，我们就会恢复罪性，以满足各样的私欲。
Look at verse 2.
我们刚才读到雅各四章第二节，你们贪恋还是得不着，你们杀害嫉妒有斗殴增长也不能得。你们得不着是因为你们不求。
To kill may seem extreme here.
用杀害这个词也许过于极端。
But James probably has in mind the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 5.
但雅各可能想到了在马太福音五章二十一到二十二节中耶稣所用的字眼。
Jesus taught that anger and hate makes us just as guilty as murder makes us.
耶稣教导道，愤怒和憎恨所产生的罪与谋杀是没有区别的。
This is also the sense in which the Apostle John writes of murder.
这也就是使徒约翰在论到谋杀时所道出的定义。
Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer.
凡恨他弟兄的就是杀人。
These are sinful emotions. Hate, anger, and coveting.
憎恨、愤怒和贪求都是罪的表现。
But they do not accomplish what a person wants.
但他们无法帮助人获得所思之物。
The desires are still there.
因为这个私欲仍在那里面蠢蠢欲动。
Anger is often a part of fighting.
愤怒通常是真的的一个部分。
People get mad and yell.
人们会变得疯狂嘶吼。
They say bad things.
他们恶语相向。
What is behind that anger?
那么是什么隐藏在愤怒的背后呢？
It's often helpful to consider the reason for anger.
思考一下，引起愤怒的缘由其实是会对我们有所帮助。
Usually, we will find that there are desires in the heart that are directing the person.
通常我们会发现是我们心中的欲望在控制人的言行。
People get angry because they didn't get their way.
人们生气是因为没有随心所愿。
They get angry because they cannot control a situation.
人们生气是因为他们无法控制局面。
There are desires within us.
这就是人里面的私欲。
They war within us.
他们彼此在战斗。
As a result, we get angry.
其后果就是我们开始愤怒。
We worry.
我们忧虑。
And sometimes we fight.
有时候甚至与其他人发生争执。
Why don't people get what they desire?
那么为什么人们得不到他们心想 所想的呢？
James gives two reasons.
雅各这给出两个原因。
First, people do not ask God.
第一，就是没有求神。
Second, if they do ask, they are asking wrongly.
第二，求是求了，但是忘求。
We often fail to ask God for what we need.
我们时常一开始就不向神求所需要的。
We rely first upon ourselves.
我们是先依靠自身的力量。
We try worldly means to accomplish things.
我们用世俗的方式去获取所需之物。
We attempt to manipulate people.
我们试图去控制别人。
But sometimes Christians do ask God.
但有时信徒们也确实求，也祷告。
They do pray.
他们也祷告。
But they either ask for the wrong things or they ask with the wrong motives.
他们或许是妄求，或许就是纯粹是动机不纯。
What they ask for is to something to support their own sinful pleasures or desires.
他们所求之物原是为了满足最终之乐，或者是自身的私欲。
I do not think that Christians today are generally aware of this problem.
在这，戴维牧师不认为现在基督徒们都清楚认识这个问题。
They wonder at times why their prayers are not answered.
他们没完没了地在想，为什么祷告未获应许。
They manufacture excuses for a delay without examining if they are asking in some wrong manner.
他们自己没有查验是否用错误的态度来祈求，反而给自己迟迟不蒙应允的祷告制造一些借口。
For example, a Christian may be unemployed.
比如说，一个信徒他失业了。
They pray for a job.
他就祷告祈求一份工作。
Is that okay?
这个可以吗？
Yes, of course.
这样祷告完全可以。
We are told to ask concerning all our needs.
我们被教导可以向神祈求维持我们一切生活所需要的。
But suppose that person turns down job offers because the work is beneath them.
但是设想一下，也许这个人拒绝了很多份工作，因为以前那个工作都是配不上他。
Do we expect God to give us a job to make us more proud?
难道我们期望神给我们一份使人感到倍感自豪的工作吗？
Maybe a person regularly loses jobs.
也许这个人总是不断在失业。
That person should ask why.
那这个人应该自问一下为什么。
Perhaps that person has a bad attitude at work.
可能他工作态度不佳。
Perhaps they do not get along with other workers.
也可能他无法与其他同事和睦相处。
Yes, they need a job.
没错，我们每一个人都需要一份工作。
But it would be better to pray also that their attitude improves and that they learn to work better with others.
但最好在祷告当中要加添如何改善工作态度和学习如何与人相处。
We could probably make a list of things which we desire.
我们可能会为自己所想所思的东西可以列一张清单。
It might include material things.
所想的东西可能包括一些物质上的需求。
It might include actions in other people.
也可能包括一些人际关系方面的。
We need to ask God to reveal our hearts.
但是其实我们要要求告求告神，让他来查验我们的心。
Why do we want these things?
为什么我们需要这些东西？
Are the motives right?
我们的动机是否正确？
Are there deeper desires which are not godly?
我们那些心底深处的欲望是否属灵？
We have to be on guard against these.
所以说我们必须要谨慎小心。
Conflict often reveals that there is something else going on inside of us.
冲突通常显露了在我们里面其实有些东西是在蠢蠢欲动。
What exactly does it reveal?
那么到底是什么东西呢？
James answers that in verses 4 to 6.
在四节到六节中雅各提供了这些答案。
Unanswered prayer is a problem.
未应允的祷告是一个问题。
But the problem behind unanswered prayer may be greater.
但是隐藏在未应允祷告背后的问题可能是更大。
James indicates that praying to get satisfaction for our pleasures shows a friendship with the world.
雅各指出，为满足自身的享受而生发祷告，实则上显示的是与世俗为友的心。
In verse 4, James calls the believers adulteresses.
在第四节中，雅各称这样的信徒是淫妇。
James is talking to all believers, male or female, who are not being faithful to God.
在这，雅各是指是那些不论 能与对神不忠的基督徒。
The Old Testament pictured spiritual unfaithfulness as adultery.
在旧约里，属灵上的不忠被描述为犯淫乱。
It fits the way Jesus spoke of spiritual adultery.
这样的描述与约书所论的属灵上的淫乱是相互一致的。
And it leads well into James's accusation of friendship with the world.
这也致使雅各发出了对与世俗为友的这谴责。
James here defines worldliness as friendship with the world.
雅各在此将属世这个词定义为与世俗为友。
It's opposite to friendship with God.
就是与神为敌。
One cannot be friends with both the world and with God.
一个人不能同时爱世界，也能爱神。
The present world system is under Satan's control.
现在这个世界是伏在撒旦的辖制下。
To be friends with it is to join forces with Satan.
与世俗为友，就是归于撒旦旗下。
To be friends with the world is unfaithfulness to God or spiritual adultery.
与世俗为友，就是对神的不忠和犯淫乱。
Worldliness is more than a list of things which we should or should not do.
世俗不仅仅限于给我们一些该做什么和不该做什么具体的一些清单。
Worldliness is an attitude.
它是体现了一种人生态度。
It's a lack of loyalty to God.
即缺乏对神的忠诚。
It's a desire for the world.
反而去追求对世界的渴慕。
James states his evaluation very strongly.
雅各在这非常强烈声明了他的观点。
Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God.
所以凡想要与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌了。
It is not simply that God is not pleased.
这样的行为绝非不像不讨神喜悦那样的简单。
A friend of the world is an enemy of God.
世界的朋友就是神的敌人。
This is not a new thought.
这已经不是新的观点了。
As James indicates in verse 5, it has already been taught in the Old Testament.
在旧约里就有和雅各在第五节中所指出的观点相同。
James, verse 5 has some challenges in translation and interpretation.
在第五节经文在翻译及解释上可能会有一些挑战。
I believe that the best sense is this.
在这David牧师认为这条解释是这样子的。
The Holy Spirit, whom God made to dwell in us at salvation, jealously desires us.
就是神在救恩上所赐并住在我们里面的圣灵是如此爱慕珍惜我们。
God, by His Spirit, dwells in every believer.
神的灵住在每一个信徒里面。
It is the Spirit who yearns for our total allegiance.
圣灵渴慕着我们百分百的忠诚。
It is the Spirit who is grieved when we sin.
当人犯罪时，神的灵为此担忧。
He is grieved when we show a lack of faithfulness to God.
当人对神缺乏信心的时候，圣灵也为此担忧。
God is not neutral to our sin.
神不会对人的罪无动于衷。
He is not neutral to our attraction to the world.
当我们的眼目被世界吸引时，神亦如此。
He considers it unfaithfulness.
神认为这是不忠。
It is spiritual adultery.
这是属灵的淫乱。
And he is jealous.
他是嫉邪的神。
But God also provides grace in abundance.
但是神也供应了丰富的恩典。
His grace is a match for any attraction in the world.
他的恩典足够抗衡属世的吸引。
His grace is sufficient to withstand Satan.
他的恩典足够击退撒旦。
His grace is sufficient for us to turn our backs on the world.
他的恩典也足够使人挣脱这个世界。
Quoting Proverbs 3 verse 34, James reminds his readers that God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
应用箴言三章三十四节，雅各提醒信徒们，神是讥笑那些好讥笑的人，却赐恩给谦卑的人。
Although God's grace is more than adequate for all our needs, He gives it only to the humble.
尽管神的恩典够我们用，但是呢，神只把恩典给谦卑的人。
This, I believe, is at the heart of the Beatitudes.
我相信这就是八福的核心了。
Matthew 5:3 says, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
马太福音五章三节中说道， 心灵贫乏的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
The person who acknowledges their spiritual poverty is the humble person.
只有认识到自己属灵上贫乏的人，才算是谦卑的人。
That person is the joyous recipient of God's favor.
这样的人才能领受到神的祝福。
The alternative to God's favor should sober us.
是否接受神的爱，对我们而言是一个非常慎重的选择。
If we are proud, he will oppose us.
如果我们骄傲，他就会击打我们。
He is not neutral to the proud.
他从来不对骄傲无动于衷。
He opposes the proud.
神会阻挡骄傲。
Believers need to wake up.
信徒们要警醒。
If they are following their own selfish ambitions, they are friends with the world.
若信徒们只追求他们自私的欲望，神的击打就会临到了。
God will oppose them.
神的击打就临到了。
James follows the sobering truth of God's opposition with instructions on how to handle our desires and wrong responses to them.
雅各紧跟神坚决反对骄傲的真理。
Despite being born again, believers still battle with sinful responses.
并提出了若干指导步骤来告诉我们如何处理私欲和对其错误的反应。尽管我们已经获得重生，但仍然不停地以罪在征战。
How do we deal with conflict and the desires that cause it?
那我们如何处理这样的冲突和它所引发的私欲呢？
James gives 10 commands in verses 7 to 10 for the believer to follow.
雅各在七章，在第七到第十节中为信徒们提供了以下十条命令。
The first command is to submit ourselves to God.
第一条命令就是我们要顺服神。
Because God will resist the proud, believers should stop being proud.
因为神抵挡骄傲之人。
Instead, submit to God.
所以说只能顺服神。神意味着，只能顺服。
Submitting to God means admitting that He is right.
顺服神意味着绝对承认神是绝对正确的。
It means doing what He says.
就意味着做他所言的。
It means wanting what He wants.
求他所要的。
Submitting implies an attitude of surrender.
服从暗指一种完全降服的态度。
It's more than simple obedience.
不仅仅是简单的顺服。
We might obey outwardly, but rebel inwardly.
人有可能外表顺服而内心背逆。
God wants inward and outward submission.
神非常清楚要我们里外一致的顺服。
At the same time we submit to God, we should resist the devil.
在我们顺服神的同时，我们也要抵挡魔鬼。
It's the second command in the list.
也就是这张清单上第二条命令。
Resisting the devil is a defensive action.
抵挡魔鬼是一种防御措施。
We are not instructed to take our attack to Satan.
我们并非被教导去主动的攻击撒旦。
He's the one attacking us.
撒旦才是那个主动的攻击者。
The opposites are implied in both these commands.
这两条命令里面都包含了一个相对的这个意思。
Stop resisting God.
就是不可抵抗神。
Stop submitting to the devil.
不可顺服魔鬼。
By being friends of the world, believers are doing the opposite of what they should.
当信徒以世俗为友，就是做了不该做的事。
Do not resist God, submit to Him.
不要抵抗神，而要顺服神。
Do not submit to the devil, resist Him.
不要顺服魔鬼，却要抵抗他。
God promises that Satan will flee from the one who resists and is submitted to God.
神向我们承诺，只要我们抵挡魔鬼却顺服神，魔鬼就会离开我们。
Some explain Satan's flight to be a result of the believer's adequate defense.
有些人解释说，撒旦的逃跑正是信徒们竭力抵抗、抗御的结果。
We are given defensive armor.
我们已经给予用于抵抗魔鬼的武器。
We are definitely to put on the armor of God.
我们一定要使用神所赐的武器。
But according to Paul in the letter to the Ephesians, the armor allows us to stand in the face of attack.
但根据保罗在给以弗所教会的信中所写的，这些属灵的武器是帮助我们在面对魔鬼攻击时能够站稳脚跟。
I believe that Satan's flight is due rather to our submission to God and our closeness to Him.
在这，David牧师个人相信，撒旦逃跑在 更大程度上是因为我们对神的顺服和对神的亲近。
This is in verse 8.
这就是第八节经文。
Jesus uses the word of God, our sword, to defend against Satan in the temptation that he experienced.
在受试探的四十天里，耶稣用神的话语即我们的剑来抵挡撒旦。
Jesus submitted to the word of God and resisted Satan.
耶稣降服在神的话语中以抵挡撒旦的引诱。
And finally, Satan left.
最后，撒旦离开了。
There is a word of caution, however.
然而，这也是一个警告。
Remember that Satan returned to tempt Jesus again.
大家还记得，撒旦此后又回来，再次引诱耶稣。
Just because Satan leaves once, it does not mean he will not return.
不要以为撒旦离开了一次，他就不会再回来。
We must continue to submit to God and resist Satan.
我们必须不断地顺服神和抵挡撒旦。
Third, James commands us to come near to God.
第三条命令就是雅各劝诫我们要亲近神。
This coming near to God was a concept in the Old Testament.
亲近神是旧约的一个概念。
It was used both of the priest in their duties in the tabernacle and of worshippers in general.
它既体现在会幕中侍奉神的祭司身上，也被用于一般敬拜者的身上。
From the context here, this means that believers are to forsake worldly wisdom and worldliness and give their full allegiance to God.
从上下文看，它其实意味着信徒们必须摒除属世的智慧及世俗的理念，而将百分百的忠诚献于神。
God promises that He will draw near to the believer who does that.
神应许当信徒亲近他时候，他也会亲近我们。
Drawing near is defined in verse 7 as at least including our submitting to him.
究竟这个词在第七节中也包含了顺服神的意思。
It also requires resisting Satan.
也同时也提出了抵挡撒旦的要求。
We cannot play with the toys of Satan and think that we are drawing near to God.
我们不能一边与撒旦示好，一边又认为我们在与神亲近。
We cannot ignore the commands of God and think that we might feel close to Him.
我们不能忽视神的命令，认为自己好像感觉上靠近了神。
Drawing near to God includes submission to Him and resisting Satan.
亲近神包含这两层意思，就是顺服神和抵挡撒旦。
Young people sometimes ask how far they can go physically in dating relationships.
年轻人有时会问，要恋爱多久他们才能发生上身体上、肉体上的关系？
Older people are not much different, though often in other areas.
年长的人与年轻人其实也并没有太大的区别，只是关注的领域不同罢了。
How far can a person go in hiding the truth before it becomes a lie?
比如要将真相掩盖多久才能不至于将其演变成谎言？
How much can a person take from the office before it becomes stealing?
从公司拿走多少东西才不算偷窃？
This attitude is the opposite of what God commands.
这样的态度其实是与神的命令是完全相悖的。
This attitude is really asking how far from God can we go before we get into trouble?
所有的这些问题其实都是在问，在不陷入麻烦之前，我们可以离开神有多远？
God wants us to be moving toward Him.
神要人亲近他。
How close can I get to God?
所以我们应该问，我们与神的关系究竟有多亲密呢？
What must I do to get closer to Him?
或者我们必须做些什么才能使我们与神更亲近呢？
The next two commands go together.
在接下去的两条命令，我把它们放在一起。
Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
有罪的人呢，要洁净你们的手；心怀恶意的人呢，要清洁你们的心。
Hands figuratively represent our actions.
手形象代表人的行为。
Hearts represent our thoughts and attitudes.
心代表一个人的想法和态度。
Because even believers fall short of God's standard, they are called sinners.
因为甚至信徒都无法达到神的标准，所以我们被称为罪人。
Because their allegiance has been divided between the world and God, they are called double-minded.
因为信徒的忠诚度在世俗和神之间被分割了，所以他们也被称为心怀恶意的人。
The command is to clean that up.
这条命令就给出了一个明确清晰的指示。
Stop sinning.
停止犯罪。
have undivided loyalty to God.
将忠诚全然归于神。
Three commands are given one after the other in verse 9.
在这三条命令在第九节中就连续给出。
Grieve, mourn, and wail.
那就是要愁苦，要悲哀，要哭泣。
These three commands express the actions of true repentance.
这三条命令表达了一种真诚的悔改。
It begins with the heart attitude of grieving because of sin.
因着罪，心开始变得愁苦。
It concludes with the outward expression of that, mourning.
进而带出其外在的表现，就是哭泣。
We find these commands in the Beatitudes.
我们在八福词中也能找到这些命令。
Mourn is used in Matthew 5:4.
在马太福音五章四节中也用到过哀痛这个词。
Blessed are those who mourn.
哀痛的人有福。
The word wail appears in Luke 6:21.
另外在路加福音六章二十一节中也用到哀哭一词。
Blessed are you who weep.
你们哀哭的人有福了。
Both should be understood in a spiritual sense, although they may have outward evidences.
这两个词都应该从属灵的含义上加以理解，尽管他们都有外在表现上的痕迹。
They describe the spiritual response of one who is truly repentant.
那就是他们，更多形容人因真正的悔改而所生发的属灵上的回应。
In Luke's report of the Sermon on the Plain, Jesus warns those who laugh, for they will mourn.
在路加福音记录的主在平原上的教导中，耶稣警告那些喜乐的，因为你们将要哀痛哭泣。
He is not forbidding laughter or joy.
在这欢声笑语并不是主所禁止的。
This command is to sinners whose laughter arises from the pleasures of the world.
这条命令是针对罪人，是那些因着世俗的享乐而欢喜的人。
They are to repent and mourn their sin.
他们要悔改，并要因罪而哀痛。
The final command is also a summary command.
最后一条命令也是一条总结性的诫命。
Believers should humble themselves before the Lord.
信徒们应当在主面前谦卑虚己。
We humble ourselves when we repent of sin.
当我们为自己的罪感到懊悔时，我们就会谦卑下来。
We humble ourselves when we repent from following worldly wisdom.
当我们后悔追随世俗智慧时，我们也会变得谦卑。
We humble ourselves when we submit to God.
当我们顺服神时，我们同样也会谦卑虚己。
The promise is that God would lift us up.
神的应许就是将我们升高。
This promise is also found in the Old Testament.
在旧约中也能发现这个应许。
Those who humbled themselves before God would be lifted up.
那些在神面前虚己的会被神升高。
Humility must precede honor.
尊荣自先，必有谦卑。
Jesus developed the same thought in Matthew 23:12.
在马太福音二十三章十二节中，耶稣也表明了这个观点。
For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted.
他说，凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
You've been considering this year as a church what it means to love one another and to walk in God's love.
你们今年要思考主题是在。是彼此相爱和行走在神的爱中，对教会意味着什么
？We cannot be fighting with one another and claim to love one another.
我们不能一边与其他人争战，一边又宣告彼此相爱。
James tells us the problem and what to do.
雅各告诉我们的问题所在，以及如何处理的方法。
Our own wrong desires create the problem.
人自己的私欲是问题产生的症结。
Humbling ourselves before God is the answer.
因此，谦卑在神面前方为良策。
We need to submit ourselves to God's evaluation of our desires.
我们应该顺服神，让他来检验我们各样的私欲。
We need to agree with God concerning what He says about our hearts.
我们也应该完全接受神对我们心思意念的审查。
We need to confess our sin and turn to God.
我们应该认罪悔改，并且仰望神。
When we draw near to God, God's Spirit produces His fruit in us.
当我们亲近神的时候，神的圣灵会在我们身上结出果子。
We will know the love of God and be able to walk in it.
这样，我们就会 体会到神全能爱，并且能够坚定的行走在属灵的道路上。阿门。